is ha'oiseh lulav liatzmoy. If somebody makes a lulav for himself, trashi nerev yomtif, before yomtif, oimer, you're supposed to say, borech she'achiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. B'shach you go to make the lulav, you make a bracha she'achiyonu. The ma'aser our meaning is, we don't make the she'achiyonu, b'shach we make the lulav, but rather we're sendech on the she'achiyonu, we make at the beginning of yomtif, we make by kiddush. But mi'ikber din, if you want, you could say a she'achiyonu, b'shach you make the lulav. Not lalot, says boy. Then when it comes the first day yomtif, when you pick up the lulav, I'm not to do the mitzvah, Oima, you say, Baruch Asher Kedishanu V'Vitzayse V'Sivonu Al-Natilas Lulav. You make the bracha to Mekayim the mitzvah. V'yavah pi sheberich olav yom rishon. Even though you made a bracha on the lulav the first day, Choyzer Mavara Kol Shiva. You have to say over again the bracha every day, the way we do. Every day you take the lulav, you make another bracha. V'ayto oise sukkah liyatzmei. Somebody makes a sukkah for himself, rather than to stand for loy lacherim, not for somebody else. You're making it for yourself. Is Oymer, you say, Borech, Shechiyonu, V'kimonu, V'yigonu, Lazman Hazeh. Whereas it could be, maybe you make a bracha, maybe if you make a sukkah for a few people, maybe then you have to make a bracha, Atoyev Yemetiv then. Like always you say, when the simcha is with you and with somebody else, then you make Atoyev Yemetiv. When the simcha is only for you, then you make a Shechiyonu. If that's what Rashi, maybe that's what Rashi means. I don't know, it tastes a little bit different. Tastes a little bit different. Tastes a little bit different. If you make the sukkah for somebody else, then you don't have to make the bracha. It's only if you make the sukkah for yourself. Right. So kids, if you make the sukkah, le'atzmoi, oimer borach shechiyonu v'kimonu v'yigonu lazman hazeh. Nichnas le'shavuot, then when it comes the night of sukkahs, when you go inside your sukkah to do the mitzvah, Oyma, you say a bracha asher kedishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivonu leishay basukah. You have to make the bracha leishay basukah. The chiva and sheberech yom rishon. Since you made the bracha the first day, the first night when you went to the sukkah, shuv eina mevorach. After that, you don't have to make any more brachas. So you see clearly that by lulav every single day, you do have to make a special bracha. Mashenkein by sukkah, you just make the bracha once, and that's all. For the mar kashya lulav alulav. It's a kasha lulav on lulav. Like, do you have to make a bracha rule 7 or not? Kasha sukkah on sukkah. It's a kasha sukkah on sukkah. Before you just got finished saying, the locher is like Rabbi Yochanan that we pass in, you have to make a bracha every time in the sukkah. And here's mashma, you only make the bracha once on the sukkah. And it was also mashma, since we pass like Rabbi Yochanan by sukkah, mashma by lulav, we don't hold like that. Lulav, you only have to make a bracha once. And here's mashma, every day you have to make a bracha. So where it says, Bishleim lulav on lulav le kasha. Bishleim lulav is not a kasha. Kan bizman shebesem mitishkayim, kan bizman shein besem mitishkayim. As this Bryce is talking about, bizman they had the besem mitish. So bizman they had the besem mitish, then the mitzvah was midiraisa, therefore you make a bracha kol shiva. Shrashi kan bizman besem mitish, mevorchen olah b'migdash. In the besem mitish you make the bracha all 7 days, al matilas lulav. Kol shiva, the midiraisa hi, ki Rabbi Yochanan, the totally time of midiraisa. Like hold the Rabbi Yechon attacker that the svar is when it's a mitzvah of the raisa we make a brachom. On a mitzvah of the rabban attacker you don't make a brachom. So only bizman we had the beis hamikdash in the beis hamikdash. Here it's a mitzvah of the raisa take the lulav all 7 days. So all 7 days you attack has to make a bracha on the tilas lulav. Mashen can hear that we've passed him before. You don't make the bracha all 7 days. That's going bizman is there when we don't have the beis hamikdash. So now the mitzvah of the raisa is only the first day. So the first day we make a bracha on the tilas lulav. But the rest of the days, we don't make a bracha. El sukkah, sukkah kasha. The kol part of the theory in the mitzvah of sukkah. Sukkah is a mitzvah of the raisa all 7 days. So how come here the raisa says, you only make a bracha once, and that's all? So the Gemara says, Echna mitan noihi. It's like the true Avadat HaMachlokes HaNoyim. The Tanya will learn it like this. Tfilin, kol zeman shemenichin, mivorach aleihem. Divrei Rebbe. Tfilin, kol zeman, you put them on. And you put them on in the morning. Then you took them off, you went to the base of Kisei. Then you put them back on again, you have to make a second bracha. You only have to make one bracha. Since it's one mitzvah the whole day, even though your mestiach dash, you take it off in between, so what? Since it's the same mitzvah the whole day, you only have to make one bracha at the beginning. That's the svar by sukkah also. Even though sukkah is a mitzvah midiraisa, but lemaisa, it's one long mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for 7 days to live in a sukkah. So even though you have a hesech adas, you go out of the sukkah, you do other things, when you come back, he holds, you don't have to make another bracha. Rashi calls the man shemenichin. V'yafilu cholson, you took them off of menichah, meya pomim v'yoyim. You took them off, put them on 100 times, you have to make 100 brachas. The gavi sukkah name, the same thing by mitzvah sukkah. Afagad lemistake leilis, even though it's one long mitzvah, the night does not interrupt, there's a mitzvah by night also. Ukechad yoyim arichu, mevorchin olei, b'chol yoyim, davidoyim yodecholos v'menich. It's as if you take off the tefillin and put them back on again. So anytime you have a hestachadas, like you go out of the sukkah and come back in again, you have to make another bracha. Mashenkin, the Brisa says only one bracha, that goes according to the Chomin. The Chomin say, Ein Mevorach El Shachas Vavad. Itmar Abayi Rome Hilchus Sok Rebbe. We pass the locha like Rebbe, that's what we do, that you take off your tefillin, your mesachadas. When you put it back on again, you have to make another bracha. So Adin by Sukkah will be the same thing also, you have to make a bracha every time you come in. For Rebbe Rome Hilchus Sok Rabbonin. The locha is like the Rabbonin, no. You only make one bracha on tefillin in the morning, and that helps for the whole day, because it's one long mitzvah for the whole day. Who are then by sukkah, one bracha at the beginning, and that helps for all 7 days. Omar Rav Mori, bro de Bashmuel, the daughter of Bashmuel, the son of the daughter of Bashmuel, Chazin alei l'rova, I saw Rova, the layoviv kishmaite. He did not do the way he paskins. Even though he paskins, you only have to make one bracha, I saw he doesn't do like that. Ela Maktim Vikoi Vyaila Besakise. He put on tefillin in the morning, then it could be got up in the morning first. The Koi Vyala Besakise went to the Besakise. The Norfolk came out of the Besakise in the morning. O Moshe Yodi washed his hands. O Monach tefillin, he put on the tefillin. O Mavorach, he made a bracha on the tefillin. The Chayitzvah Zimna Achrina, and again on the day when he had to go to the Besakise a second time, Ayala Besakise, again he took off his tefillin. He went into the Besakise. The Norfolk, when he came out of the Beit Kisa the second time, O Moshe Yodeh, he washed his hands, O Monach Tfilin, he put back on the Tfilin again, O Mavorach, and he did make a second bracha. You see, Rava did not act the way he himself paskin before. Rashi, El Kozaman, the Monach Tfilin Mavorach, Kozaman, he put on, he had to make another bracha. So Mer says, V'yana nami k'rebi avdinen, we also do like Rebbe, that's the locha. At any time you have a siach das from the mitzvah, then you do it over again, you have to make another bracha. Or mevorachin kol shiva, who are din by sukkah the same halacha. So Rashi mevorachin kol shiva, v'yaf agav dikachad yomhu. Even though really all 7 days of sukkahs is like one long day, because it's one long mitzvah. There's no interruption. There's no time the mitzvah stops. Still, every time you go out of the sukkah and you mesiach das, you have to make another bracha. Over lulav nami kol shiva, lulav also we paskin to make a bracha all 7 days. The Yafagav de Midrabonin, even though Lulav is only Midrabonin, now Bisman is there the other 6 days, Mevorchin Olei, we make a bracha on the mitzvah of the Rabonin. Ki Hecha de Mevorchina b'Ner Chanukah. The same way we know, we make a bracha by Ner Chanukah. Because we hold even on the mitzvah of Midrabonin, also the din is to make a bracha. Uve Megillah, the Rabonin, the Komlei Rav Shmuel b'chachi tosei, the Lulav, Rav and Shmuel both hold the same halacha. Rav and Nami Mishmed Rabbi Yechonam Lulav Shiva. So therefore, even though before we said, So therefore, by lulav, we hold shiva all 7 days, you have to make a bracha. As we hold halacha, even our mitzvah, the rabbanon, also you make a bracha. Right? Omer Mazutra, chazina le l'rav papi. I saw Rav Papi, dechol emas, the monach tefillin. Anytime he put on tefillin, mevorach. He put on tefillin a few times during the day. Each time he put them on, he made another bracha. Rabbanon devei ravashi. He also saw the Rabbanon, the Talmidim, by Ravashi, that Kol Amos, the Meshamshei Behu, calls the man the Meshamish, they moved around the tefillin, Mevorchin, they also made a bracha. So what does it mean they moved around the tefillin? So Rashi says, the Meshamshei Behu, the Kaimalon Chayvodim, the Masters of Tefillin, Kol Shor, that you're supposed to touch your tefillin all the time, but to make sure you remember you're wearing the tefillin. Kal Vachayim Mitzit, the Perakam of the Yuma. Just like there's a mitzvah by the tzit to remember the whole time, who are then tefillin also. It's just like a chiddush. Even though they just moved it, they used to make a bracha. This much we don't hold like. Unless only in the case that when you move your tefillin, you moved it off the wrong, the whole spot. Like if you move your tefillin all the way off the makam tefillin, and then you put it back on again, that's called like a new mitzvah, and you have to make the bracha over again. Because of mine, you don't move it out of its place, you don't have to make another bracha. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Mitzvahs lulav kol shiva. Like we do, the mitzvah is to make a bracha all 7 days on lulav. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yomar, Yom Rishon mitzvahs lulav. No, only the first day do you have to make, is there mitzvahs lulav. Mikan v'yelach mitzvahs akenim.
after with the Sony mitzvah sekenim. What does that mean, mitzvah sekenim? Like the Sony with the Rabbanin. So therefore, you don't have to make a bracha. Rashi, yom rishon mitzvah lulav yiraisa. The yikar boy bracha. The first day that's midi rice to take the lulav, we have to make a bracha. Mikan vielach mitzvah sekenim. Rabbi Yechnin ben Zakar sayosai ud Rabbanin loy boy bracha. It's only at a corner with the Rabbanin to do a zeichel and migdush, and these shittas hold that in a mitzvah with the Rabbanin, you don't have to make a bracha. For Rabbi Yitzchok Omar, no. Kol yoyma mitzvah sekenim. All the days of the mitzvah sekenim. For at the Gemara, that means all the days to take the lulav is only with the Rabbanin. For at the Gemara, we have filu yoyim rishoyin. Even the first day of Sukkah Sos, you want to say it's only with the Rabbanin to take the lulav. Well, Kaimelon, we hold to yoyim rishoyin the Raisa. That was the whole Gemara here. That the first day of Sukkot is a mitzvah of the Raisa, even outside the Beis Hamikdash, even Bezman is there to take the lulav. So how could you tell me it's only with the Rabbanin? Eimo, you have to answer bar miyom rishon. He means excluding the first day. In other words, the next 6 days is only with the Rabbanin. For the Mori Yochi, if so, Hainu the Rabbi Shuba Levi. That's the same thing that Rabbi Shuba Levi said, that the Yikah mitzvah is the first day that's with the Raisa, you make a bracha, and the next 6 days is only with the Rabbanin, you don't make a bracha. Eimo, what you should say is, Rav Yitzchok also holds the same thing like Rav Yeshua. Then later, that the bracha is only the first day with Midraisa. The next 6 days, you don't have to make a bracha. Gemara says now, V'af Rav, Rav also holds, V'af Rav Sova Kol Shiva, Mitzvah Lulav, that you have to take the lulav all 7 days and make a bracha on it. Even though it's only Midrabbanan the next 6 days, but we hold even on a mitzvah, Midrabbanan also can make a bracha. The Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shachanika. If somebody lights the Ner Shachanika, even though it's only a mitzvah mid Rabbanan, Sarach Lavarach, you have to make a bracha before you light the Ner Chanukah. So you see clearly, even though we have to make a bracha, Asher Kedishanu Mitzvayse Vitzivanu, we say Vitzivanu, it doesn't have to be a Vitzivanu from Hashem, from the Torah, it could be a Vitzivanu from the Rabbanan. You could also say a Nusach HaBracha. We have Yirmiyama, Haroya Ner Shachanika, if somebody sees the Ner Shachanika, Sarach Lavarach, he also has to make a bracha. It's in the case where you didn't light your own menorah, and you go in the street and you see somebody else's menorah, you can make a bracha just by the riyah, just by seeing it. My mevorach, what kind of bracha do you make? Am Rav Yehuda, yom rishon hamadlik, mevorach sholish. The first day of Chanukah, if you light your own menorah, you have to make three brachas. You make a bracha like ladlik ner, shosan isim, and shechiyonu. Haroya, somebody that doesn't light, he doesn't have his own menorah, he only sees somebody else's menorah, mevorach shtayim. He makes a shosan isim and he makes a shechiyonu. Mikan vielach, after the first day of Chanukah, madlik mevorach shtayim. The one that lights his own menorah has to make two brachas, lahadlik and shosan isim. For roya, if somebody doesn't have his own menorah and he's not mishtatif with the person, he only sees it from outside, mevorach achas. He only has to make one bracha. Oh my mevorach, what's the bracha? Baruch asher kedishanu mitzvah v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shachanukah. There, this is not going on the person that sees. There's on a person that's madlik. What bracha is the bracha of mitzvah that you do? B'shas, you light your menorah, the nusach is, Baruch atah Hashem lekenem alecholam asher kedishanu v'mitzvayseh v'tzivonu lahadlik ner shachanukah. We say the nusach of v'tzivonu, we were commanded to do it. For the Gemara of v'heicha tzivonu, where were we commanded? Hashem didn't say anything about a mitzvah chanukah. How could you say v'tzivonu? The Gemara says, Milay Sosser, from the pasuk of Milay Sosser, that the Torah says, don't go away from whatever the Chum tell you. So the kitzur, when the Chum tell you to do something, you have a mitzvah to listen to them. So the tzivonu is that the Torah said you have to listen to what the Chum tells us to do. So even though the Maisa is called the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, but it still could be called vitzivonu. For Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok Amar, from another pasuk. The pasuk says, Shalom v'ichav yad getcha. As you ask your fathers, they'll tell you. In other words, the Chum have the right to tell you what to do. So if the Chum tell you to do a mitzvah, it's considered you have a commandment not to do the mitzvah. But still, it's only called Bidur Rabbanan. Like even though it's a Chiddush, even though really, it's like the Torah is telling you to do it. Because the Torah tells us we have to listen to the Chachamim. And the Chachamim have a right to tell us to do things. So when the Chachamim now tell us to do Ner Chanukah, it's as if the Torah is telling us to listen to the Chachamim. So really, it should also be called like a mitzvah midiraisa. So why is there always a cloud? Sofik mitzvah Rabbanan yigolu kula. If you're Sofik, if you lit the menorah, or you didn't light the menorah, you don't have to light over again. Why not? I had to Sofik. So you have to say these are the Gedarm of the Rabbanan. When the Rabbanu went to make their mitzvahs, this is the way they made their mitzvahs. They made their mitzvahs in the Neufin, that if you have a suffix, if you're in doubt, if you did the mitzvah or not, you don't have to do it. True, they could have said, we want to do it over again, but that's the way the Rabbanu made up their mitzvahs. as if to say the Rabbanim said, if you're in doubt, you don't have to do it anymore. Mashenki, when a terrorist does something to do it, then we say, if you're in doubt, you have to do it over again. But I call upon them, it's called Bitsivana, we're commanded by the Torah, by the Pasuk of Lo Yisosor, or else from Shalom, Vichav Yagetchaz, Kenecha V'yoy Muloch. But we have to listen to the Chachamim. Mor says, now, my Mamayit, like which bracha don't you say after the first day of Hanukkah? Zman, you don't say Shech Yonu. Eimah Mamayit, Neis, Neis Koyom Yisra. But that's not a Svara. Avad Shos, needs you have to say every day, because the Neis took place all 8 days of Hanukkah. Mashem, Shech Yonu, that's always, you only say it the first day, and not more. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Mastin Lo Behedja. He learned clear like this. Satrashiwat Lahod de Rav Kabilulav. Loy Shomlo Machlaud and Echanaka. He said clear that Rav said the din by Lulav itself and didn't have to learn it out from the din of Echanaka. That Omar Rav, he learned clearly, Rav himself said, Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav. That the mitzvah of Lulav is every day when you take the Lulav, you have to make a bracha. Even though it's only with the Rabbanim the next 6 days, we still make a bracha on the mitzvah with the Rabbanim. Tana Rabbanim, we learned before, like, Hoise Sukkah Liatzma, if someone makes a Sukkah for himself, Oimer Baruch Shech Yonu. You have a right to make a Shech Yonu b'shas you build your Sukkah, providing it's within 30 days of Sukkahs. Nichnat Leishiv Bo, when it comes the night of Sukkahs to go inside it, you come into town, Oimer Baruch Hashech Yonu Leishiv Sukkah. Hoise Asuya of Yonedis, let's say you had the Sukkah ready made, standing from last year ready. In Yochol Chadash Badovil, you could do something new to the Sukkah, Mevorach, you could also make a bracha Shech Yonu. In Lav, if you don't do anything new to it, Lekishikonet Leishiv Bo Mevorach Shtayim. When you go into the Sukkah to sit down, then you make the two brachas. Leishiv Asukkah and Azman. You also make a Shech Yonu. It's not really for the building of the Sukkah, but for the Mitzvah Sukkah, that we're able now to make the Mitzvah Sukkah, we make a Shech Yonu the first time, like the Mitzvah, the beginning of the Mitzvah, the Simchas, the Mitzvah, we make a Shech Yonu. Omer Rav Asher, Rav Asher said like this, Chazinen Leil Rav Kana, I saw Rav Kana, Tika'om Aluhu Lekula, Akis Akosa de Kedusha. And that's how many go some. That even though Rav Kana went and built the Sukkah before Sukkahs, he did not make the Shech Yonu then, Pishas he built the Sukkah, but rather he waited until the first night he came into the Sukkah, and he made a Shech Yonu, and he made a Kiddush, and Pishas he made the Kiddush like we do at the end of Kiddush, that's when he made the Shech Yonu. Tanuk Vaisos cost is an anyway always to make a Shech Yonu ala Kais. So Mel, if you could do both, to make the Shech Yonu ala Kais, Pishas Kiddush is better that way. So even though if you say the Shech Yonu b'shas, you build the Sukkah, it's not a bracha l'batala, but it's better like we do, wait until you make Kiddush, and then when you say the Shech Yonu, have in mind also for the building of the Sukkah. Tana Rabbonin, to Santa Machlokes, Hoyu l'fon of mitzvahs harbi. Let this somebody had a lot of mitzvahs to do. He has to put on his talus now, he has to put on his fill now, he has to do mitzvahs lulav right now, he has to do a lot of mitzvahs. Is Oimeh Baruch Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvahsev itzvonu ala mitzvahs. He can make one mitzvah for all of them. Make a general klal. Ala mitzvahs, that's enough. Rabbi Yehuda holds in the lachas like that, no. Mevorach ha-kol akas v'yachas, bifnei atzma. Every single bracha needs its own mitzvah, and you have to make a special bracha for each mitzvah. Some say the chakir is, it's a shayla, what's all the svara to make a brichas ha-mitzvahs? How come before we do a mitzvah, we have to make a bracha? So some say it's a hachono, that's the way you prepare yourself before you do the mitzvah. Before you do a mitzvah, you can't just go and run to do the mitzvah. You have to make a little preparation before you do the mitzvah. So we make a bracha, that's the way we prepare ourselves for the mitzvah. So if it's only a preparation, so if you have 5 mitzvahs to do, you can make like one preparation for all 5 of them. So the melech has to make one bracha for all of them. Other chakir is no. Not that the Rabbanan said to make a bracha, the bracha now is a chelik of the mitzvah. The every single mitzvah needs its own bracha. Because the chelik of the mitzvah now is to do the bracha. The bracha is the chelik of the mitzvah. That's why you have 5 mitzvahs, you have to make 5 separate brachas. Because each mitzvah needs its own bracha. Because the bracha is not just a davar min achutz, a preparation to do mitzvahs, but it's mamash a chelik of the mitzvahs. Omer Rav Yizeira, V'itaymer Rav Chanina bar Papa, Hilchos Sak Rav Yehuda. That's not like Rav Yehuda, that you make 5 different brachas. V'yomer Rav Zeira, V'itaymer Rav Chanina bar Papa. My time with Rav Yehuda, what's the time of Rav Yehuda? If you have a few mitzvahs in front of you, make each separate bracha. Rashi says, mitzvahs harbe, leap the lulav, leishe v'sukkul, and yech tfilin, l'sati batitis, ala mitzvahs yelach rosam. So I mean, what's the time of Rav Yehuda? The Pasuk says, Boruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. You have to bless Hashem every single day. What's the pshat? Yom yom, only by day, not by night? Ella means to say like this. Boloima comes to teach us. Boloima lecho. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim tein loy mein b'chosev. Every single day, give a special bracha to what causes. What that day is special. What does that mean? Trashi kol yoyim v'yoyim mein b'chosev. Shel Shabbos mein shel Shabbos. Shel choyl mein shel choyl. Shel yomtev mein shel yomtev hamoira. Anything comes about special, you have to make a special bracha to shame that thing. It's hochinami. B'chol dover v'dover, anything special you are doing, tein loy mein b'chosev. You have to make a special bracha for each special thing you're doing. So if you're doing four or five mitzvahs, each one needs its own bracha. The Yom Rab Zeira Vitema Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Borei, come and see Shaloi Kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas V'Dom. Our Midas, our actions are not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas Bas V'Dom. What's our Midas of a Bas V'Dom? A person Kli Reikon and empty, Kli and empty vessel Machzik could hold something. If you have an empty cup, you can fill it up with water. Mole, if you have a full cup already,